Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, Kintin, Shmir Saloshin, and Shara Tavun, and Perek Tes, Shin 192. The Chavetz Chaim concludes the Perek with a very strong message of Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's speaking straight to us with a very intimate words, V'im Kein Achi. And if this is true, what we've been discussing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel. He says, my dear brother, we should consider the following. Why would a person try to amass money that's not his? Or why would a person refrain and hold back the money that belongs to Hashem? What does it mean, the money that belongs to Hashem? Everything belongs to Hashem. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'hi atztaka. This refers to tztaka. Sometimes the Yetzirah gets a person, and many times this happens when people amass a lot of wealth, a lot of money. And the Yetzirah gets stronger and stronger to open the hand of this person and to give tzedakah to those who need it. And the truth is, says the Chavetz Chaim, it's not this person's money. The tzedakah is not his. If a person makes $100, $10 is not his. $10 is the Ma'aser. Or why could it be that a person would steal away the time that Hashem gives him, and the person doesn't use his time for Hashem? What is he referring to? To use his time for Limud HaTorah, for Nyani Kedusha. Ulekabitz bezeh zman moyes asher lebesoif tuchroch lehachzirom al yedei yisurim mitzoros. And what's the person doing instead? Instead of spending his time for inyan yavoides Hashem, instead of spending his time doing chesed limud haTorah, what's the person doing? He's gathering more money. He's trying to amass more wealth. And eventually he's going to be forced to return this amount of money, the same amount of money, unfortunately through suffering and pain. And he gave examples, because if the soldiers are going through town, they're going to stop by this individual's house and ransack everything. Rachmana litzlan. It could be examples of in our generation where the stock market can affect a person. Or numerous amount of ways where his boiler goes, he needs new chimney, a new roof, a transmission, whatever it might be. He says the yisurim, the suffering, could get so bad that the person will be satisfied with escaping with his own life. What's going on over here? If the person feels he is in charge of his life, he's in charge of the world, these rachman litzlan, these things can happen to a person. As opposed to realizing that everything Hashem gives him is there to serve Hashem. Klolu shel dover. He sums up the perek and tells us the crux of the matter is as follows. Ha'olam u'maloyoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. The world and everything inside the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu bara kol nevroim, kol abruim l'chvoidai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this whole entire world to serve Him. U'bevadai lo yigra mimenu shum siba afilu b'zeh ha'olam sheyigmar mitzoynai bein l'tayv bein l'mutav. And there's no question, there's no doubt that there will never be anything in this world that can prevent Hashem from accomplishing what He, capital H, wishes and desires to accomplish. And therefore, we are encouraged by David HaMelech in the words, "Betach ba Hashem va'asei toiv." Trust in Hashem and do good. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us with a compelling logical argument to place one's trust in Hashem and not to hesitate to do mitzvahs and spend time learning Torah and spend time with the money Hashem gives the person to do mitzvahs, which is sometimes the hardest thing to do. V'ahavta yetzer Hashem lekecha, like we had in last week's parasha, Parshas Reis Chanan. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, v'chol ma'idecha. What's b'chol ma'idecha? With all of your resources to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to remind ourselves that where do we get everything from? Who gave it to us? Where did it come from? It all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we remind ourselves of this, then b'tach ba'Hashem v'asei toiv, trust in Hashem and do good will be much easier to accomplish.